is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States does not endorse Turkey's assault on northern Syria that got underway shortly after U.S. troops pulled out of the region. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The offensive started days after the president pulled U.S. forces out of the area and after he said this morning the U.S. needs to stop fighting endless, senseless wars. In a written statement, he says he's made clear to Turkey it's a bad idea, but also specified no American troops are in the area. Turkey is going after the Syrian Kurd militia that fought with the U.S. against Islamic State militants. Even top GOP backers say the president abandoned an ally to be slaughtered. Officials say the militia has now suspended operations against Islamic State militants to focus on fighting off the assault. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden said Wednesday for the first time that President Donald Trump must be impeached for abusing the powers of his office to help his own reelection. During a campaign speech in New Hampshire, Biden said that Trump is shooting holes in the Constitution by asking foreign powers to interfere in the 2020 election and then refusing to cooperate with a resulting House impeachment inquiry.
We all laughed when he said he could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot someone and get away with it. It's no joke. He's shooting holes in the Constitution, and we cannot let him get away with it.
President Trump quickly shot back in a tweet that it was, quote, so pathetic, unquote, to see sleepy Joe Biden calling for his impeachment. The president maintained that he has done nothing wrong. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. A heavily armed assailant ranting about Jews tried to force his way into a synagogue in Halle, Germany on Wednesday, then shot two people to death outside the building. We get more from Emily Wither of Reuters.
The shooting happened in the eastern German city of Halle. According to German media, a hand grenade was also thrown into a Jewish cemetery and shots fired into a kebab bistro. Police say they are looking for suspects who fled the scene and are asking citizens to remain in their homes. A second shooting incident was reported in nearby Landsberg. The attack happened on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year in Judaism, when Jews fast for more than 24 hours seeking atonement.
That is Emily Wither of Reuters. Three scientists won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry for their invention of the rechargeable lithium-ion battery. Reuters correspondent Gracie Jerome reports.
Their rechargeable battery laid the foundation of wireless electronics like mobile phones and laptops. It's also used in electric cars and for storing energy from renewable sources, making a fossil-free world possible. British scientist Stanley Whittingham made the world's first functioning lithium battery in the 1970s. Then the following decade, America's John Goodenough doubled its power. Japan's Akira Yoshino then removed any pure lithium from the battery, making it much safer. They've been awarded nearly $9 million for their discoveries. It's not the first science prize John Goodenough's won, but at 97, he's now the oldest winner in Nobel Prize history.
That's Gracie Jerome of Reuters. The Trump administration is proposing an overhaul of Medicare rules. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the goal is to make the health care system more efficient, not to open the door to new types of fraud. The decades-old rules were originally meant to counter self-dealing and financial kickbacks among service providers such as hospitals, clinics, and doctors. But they're now seen as an obstacle as Medicare puts a premium on coordination among care providers. A major focus is improving follow-up care for patients after they're discharged from hospitals, an area in which Medicare is increasingly holding hospitals accountable. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United Nations said Wednesday recent U.S. airstrikes on alleged drug processing facilities in Afghanistan were not lawful. The U.N. assistance mission in Afghanistan said casualties, including 14 children, occurred last May when U.S. planes bombed more than 60 sites, identifying them as drug production plants. The U.S. military swiftly disputed those charges. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.